No, I'm going to spin it.
You want to spin it?
Oh, I'll spin it.
Okay,
let's
spin it.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh man! That's me!
It's not you! No,
it's not you! Woo! That was sweet relief.
Now we're escape mode when we call that. Right, okay.
Put it on. Can I apologise for the shirt and tie combo? By the way, I've come today as a jazz music teacher. For some reason, it was very early in the morning when I decided this combo. It doesn't work, and I've lived with it all day, realising I've got to talk to you like a twat. So, my presentation's top right of the desktop, Martin. There you go. Hello, my name's Stephen Lockyer, by the way. I'm Mr. Lockyer, and my presentation is basically everyone's an expert at something. Do we believe this?
Yes.
Yeah. We're close to Christmas. Okay, just have a look at this. Okay, to start off with a graph, this is a very important graph. The blue line is the growth in educational apps and websites, okay? And the red line is global warming. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I believe that the growth in educational websites and apps is leading to global warming. If you're on Twitter at all, or even attend a teach meet, you'll leave each session with a sense of guilt that there are thousands of things out there that you should be using and you're not. And that your lessons could be much more exciting with things jumping out of screens and they're not. And it leaves you with a deprived sense of guilt and eventually failure and loss. I'm going to sit down. So I've come with an EdTech Venn. And in order for an app or a website to be a success, in my eyes, it needs to fit all three points. So it needs to be quick and good and cheap. So, for example, the iPad, the magical learning tablet. It's quick and it's good, but is it cheap? No. So it would go here, for those of you who know. Sure. Samsung, an Android device. It's quick and it's cheap. Is it good? Yes. So you put it here. Something from Microsoft.
That's outside the vent.
Yeah. That's the other section. So my sweet spot is here. Something that's quick and good and cheap, and you're not going to believe it. Just 11 years old, it is... Wikipedia!
Yay!
Oh, I was expecting more apathy, to be honest. Yeah, Wikipedia is 11 years old, 3.5 million pages in English, 13 million pages worldwide in all sorts of languages. It's the mainstay. It's very, very dull and boring, and yet it's also fantastic. And I think that in terms of using an application, this can be used by all classes, all ages, in all subjects. It's really, really simple to use. If you use it for research, great. If you use it to find out something, great. But have you actually looked under the bonnet and added something to it? Because that's incredibly powerful. It's also really, really simple. You've got a toolbar here. Article, obviously. Talk, I'll come back to. Read and edit. And there's your key button. There's no login needed. There's no passwords to remember. And it's nothing fancy. You click on edit, and straight away you get to edit this document. And it may be that you get the children to look at the news and then research something from that news and add something to that document. And them knowing that they're contributing to a website that's consistently in the top 10 worldwide is incredibly powerful. It's genuinely powerful and even gives me pathetically excitement through my bones when it happens. It also encourages the children to look at their sources and to respect copyright. I use this with my children, and it's really, really important. I went to a conference last week where a lot of the presentations had copyrighted material on. There was no quote of sources, no reliability of where the images came from. And I'm thinking we shouldn't be in this culture of borrowing things without giving credit. And the things in Wikipedia are reliable, and I encourage my students to actually look at the sources and look at whether we can justify the information that we're putting up there or not. If it's not tangible, if we can't get a credible source, it doesn't go on. And it sounds ambitious, but I've got 9-year-olds doing that. And I think it's really important. We don't like having things stolen from us. And images and text and ideas are exactly the same. So, as I said, I've been using it with some of my classes. And there is a problem, the revert. Because on Wikipedia, if you add something that someone else doesn't like, anyone else has the freedom to revert back to an earlier edition. So say you've got your class to research something to do with Toyota cars. And say, for example, there was a guy in Australia, 47-year-old guy, agnostic, who was really interested in Toyota cars and didn't like what you put and reverted the page. You can actually speak to... I'm not going to mention his name because it's going to be embarrassing to Paul. You can speak to this 47-year-old guy and say, we're just pupils, we're just experimenting, and end up with a dialogue and a conversation using talk. So the children don't have to contribute, but they can also challenge and discuss. So if they're looking at Islam or mountains or milkmen, they can put a comment and say, why is this so? Could you explain further? I'm a 10-year-old child. I need more information. And people do respond. People, and they are an unknown people, aren't they? Which comes up with the sad nerd theory. You think that all these people are contributing to Wikipedia. Haven't they got a life? Don't they just want to watch a bit of TV? Well, possibly. But Clay Shirky did some research on the amount of physical man-hours it took to build Wikipedia in its current state. And it took all of the US population one weekend's worth of adverts to make Wikipedia. So a very, very short space of time, because everyone is an expert at something. My son knows everything there is to know. One of my sons knows everything there is to know about moshy monsters, or moshy blooming monsters, as I call them, because they are a gimmick that he loves and wants to spend all his pocket money on. And he's 7 years old, and he's an expert at that. And watching him contribute to the Moshi Monsters page and the delight in knowing that he's contributed something is phenomenal. This is something that you can do with your students tomorrow. You can make them an expert at something. You can give them risk and free rein and let them decide what they're an expert in and let them contribute. So tomorrow, please, for me, get cross. Get cross with Wikipedia, because it is cross-curricular. It can cover any subject. It is cross-browser. You don't have to have anything flash. You can use a 386 PC to use Wikipedia. It's cross-platform and it's across all age groups. But make sure that your children know in your classes that they are an expert at something. Thank you.